Republican state lawmakers across the country have introduced hundreds of bills that voting rights activists are blasting as voter suppression. The bills generally come under the rubric of voting integrity, harking back to former President Donald Trump's false claims of widespread fraud during the election he lost in November. Dale Ho is director of the Voting Rights Project at the ACLU. He says there's been a wave of state legislative proposals around the country that would restrict access to the ballot, from barriers to registration to limits on voting by mail.
What we are witnessing around the country is nothing less than a full-scale assault on voting rights in response to the record levels of turnout that we saw in the 2020 presidential election. Almost 160 million people casting ballots, more than any presidential election in American history, a turnout rate that was higher than in any presidential election since the 1900 presidential election.
Perhaps nowhere are voter suppression measures happening more than in Georgia, where Trump narrowly lost the November election and two Democrats won the January Senate election that swung the Senate to Democratic power. Georgia is also a state with rapidly changing demographics. Andrea Young is with the ACLU of Georgia. She says this is happening in order to prevent majority rule in Georgia. For example, she says no excuse absentee voting has existed for 15 years.
They were fine as long as the candidates preferred by Black voters were losing statewide elections. Now that these candidates are winning statewide elections, we're seeing a backlash. The city of Atlanta, what's changed? The city of Atlanta no longer has a color of white flight suburbs. Our suburbs now are multiracial. And for the first time, county leaders in formerly white flight suburbs like Cobb and Gwinnett are Black. Our Georgia electorate is 40% people of color. And so the supporters of these voter suppression bills have decided to suppress votes, make it harder for people to vote, rather than compete in these diverse communities.
A recent Washington Post article called the wave of voting proposals potentially the most sweeping contraction of ballot access in the U.S. since Reconstruction, when Southern states curtailed the voting rights of formerly enslaved Black men. The nonpartisan Brennan Center for Justice says Republican lawmakers in 43 states have introduced at least 250 proposed laws that would limit voting access through things like new voter ID laws, shortened voting hours, and restrictions on absentee voting. Caitlin Borgman is director of the ACLU of Montana. She says she's seeing a tsunami of anti-voting rights bills, even though Republicans won handily in the state's 2020 elections.
The common thread that we're seeing is restrictions that seem to target Montana's Native American communities in Montana, along with students. Most of these bills, unfortunately, will pass. The ACLU of Montana stands ready to challenge in court any legislation that has a disproportionate impact on access to the ballot for Indigenous voters, students, and young voters.
In some places, legal challenges have already begun. In Iowa, the League of United Latin American Citizens is challenging a new law that shortens the early voting period by 9 days and closes polls an hour earlier. Nationally, the House of Representatives has passed a voting rights bill, H.R. 1, called the For the People Act, but that measure faces near certain defeat in the Senate, where it would need at least 10 Republican votes to pass. But the ACLU activists say they're ready to fight for voting rights on several fronts. Andrea Young described activism in Georgia.
In Georgia, they like to have 7 a.m. hearings about election bills, but we're always there, you know, dressed and ready to play. We're mobilizing opposition. We're providing legal observers. There are daily protests at the Capitol now, protesting this anti-democratic activity.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.